During the healthcare debate, Mary Bell of the Wisconsin Education Association Council predicted,
quickly after healthcare is resolved in Congress, you'll see the Obama administration looking for reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act.
Since Bell said that late last year, healthcare reform has become law, but so has a controversial immigration bill in Arizona. Bell says teachers groups will wait their turn again to see what's done to the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind law. WEAC has criticized its emphasis on testing.
Focusing solely on math and reading test scores does not address what's going on in the larger education of our students. What's happened as a result of that narrow focus is that there's been a narrowing of curriculum in our schools. Superintendents have reported staff has been laid off. 32% offer fewer courses.
Congressman Tom Petri says there's bipartisan support on the testing issue. The Wisconsin Republican says he's pushing for adaptive testing instead.
Testing where a student, as they are answering the questions, if they're failing the program, asks them simpler and simpler questions until the student gets a certain percentage correct. And if they're acing it, it asks harder and harder questions. That way you can identify underachieving and overachieving students, and it has the advantage of results being available to almost instantaneously.
Petri had hoped Congress would tackle education this summer and isn't sure now when it'll come up. He wants to keep a Troops to Teachers program he first introduced in No Child Left Behind and put in a provision to outfit school buses with Wi-Fi. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.